WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. This is Dylan Brooks, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up? Like you've got an inner critic who never shuts up. Yeah, me too. We all have those moments where we slip up, make mistakes, or just fall short of our own expectations. But here's the thing. That relentless self-criticism doesn't help anyone. In fact, it can be downright toxic to your well-being. So, how do we break free from this cycle? How do we learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend? That's what we're unpacking today. Get ready for some real talk about self-compassion, because it's not just a fluffy concept, it's a powerful tool for living a happier, more fulfilling life. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind on your journey to cultivating self-compassion. First off, recognize that everyone messes up. I mean, seriously, nobody is perfect. We're all human, and making mistakes is part of the learning process. Think about it, if you never made a mistake, how could you ever grow? So next time you slip up, don't freak out. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember that old saying, fail forward? It's actually pretty brilliant. Number 2. Practice self-kindness. Think about the things you say to yourself when you're down. Would you ever talk to a friend like that? Probably not. So why subject yourself to such harsh treatment? Treat yourself with the same love, care, and understanding you would offer someone you truly cherish. When those negative thoughts creep in, gently remind yourself that you're worthy of kindness and compassion, even when you're struggling. Number 3. Cultivate mindfulness. It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. That means noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Think of it like observing a passing cloud. You acknowledge its presence, but you don't let it define your entire day. Practicing mindfulness can help you create space between yourself and those negative self-talk patterns. Number 4. Remember that you're not alone. We all go through tough times, and feeling overwhelmed or insecure is completely normal. You're not defined by your struggles. They're just part of the human experience. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly empowering, whether it's through therapy, support groups, or simply confiding in a trusted friend. And lastly, remember to celebrate your successes. We often focus on our shortcomings, but it's crucial to acknowledge and appreciate your accomplishments, big and small. Celebrate your wins, no matter how insignificant they may seem. This helps shift your perspective from one of self-criticism to one of self-love and appreciation. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and accidentally bump into someone, spilling their coffee all over their new white shirt. Your heart sinks, you feel terrible. You apologize profusely, but the person is visibly upset. What would your inner critic say in this situation? Probably something like, "You're so clumsy. Why do you always have to mess things up? You're just an accident waiting to happen." But what if you practice self-compassion instead? Maybe you'd say, "Oh no, I'm so sorry. That was completely my fault. I'll do whatever I can to make it right." You acknowledge the situation, take responsibility, and offer a genuine apology without beating yourself up over it. See the difference? Self-compassion allows us to navigate difficult situations with grace and understanding, both for ourselves and others. So, let's recap. Self-compassion isn't about being perfect or avoiding mistakes. It's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding throughout life's journey. It's about recognizing that we all mess up, that we are worthy of love and forgiveness, and that we have the strength to learn and grow from our experiences. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your imperfections, practice self-kindness, cultivate mindfulness, remember you're not alone, and celebrate your successes. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts, stories, and tips in the comments below. Let's build a supportive community together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Stoic Mind Gym for more daily workouts for your mental fitness. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and above all, keep being kind to yourselves. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.